I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by Murray artist and woodworker Wyatt Sievers. Good morning, Wyatt.
Hello, sir. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming by. Some pretty exciting news for you. You're going to be on KET's Kentucky Life in an episode that debuts this Saturday night at 7 o'clock. That's quite an honor. How did it come to be?
You know, we recorded it so long ago, I don't quite remember. They contacted me, I think, found me through the Kentucky Arts Council.
And so what was the experience like? Did they tell you beforehand kind of what they had in mind, or did they just show up the day it happened?
No, there's plenty of prep, and they had me find somebody else that knew about me to interview as well. So I was lucky to have
that.
One only, crazy Canadian, Paul Sasso.
Good choice.
Yeah, and that's who got me into this, so I thought no more fitting than him. And so, they just came to the studio, did some little videotaping and interviewing and a bunch of random questions that I tried to answer correctly.
And do you know about how long that segment's going to be?
Oh, well, the show's a half an hour, but my segment will be about 7.5 minutes, I think.
That's about right for TV.
Yep.
Well, tell us about how you got into art and making woodworking.
Well, I've always been a hands-on creating person growing up, and after high school I was just taking classes at Murray State because I'm a Murray kid, and I stumbled into a 3D design class with Paul and just fell in love with the material, so made a few kind of crude things in that class, but like got the gears turning and loved the material, so took intro to wood and fell in love with the material and really liked working with Paul, so it just grew from there.
You've described woodworking, it's a collaboration between you, the tree, and your tools. when you go about selecting the piece of wood, I mean, I know that's a really important, hugely important part of the process. I mean, what do you look for when you're starting a project and you're looking for that starting material?
It's just kind of a hazy thing that comes together at some point. Now, there's beautiful wood laying around the shop, always thinking it's going to be something, and then the idea for a project comes up. And so sometimes it's, I want to make this, so I go find the wood. Sometimes the wood says, I want to be this, so I make that. So it's, with wood, it's always moving and shifting, so there's a lot of engineering to that to make sure things last and don't explode, and the wood is such a strong characteristic, so you just pay a lot of attention to how your grain's laid out, construction-wise, to make it last and visually appealing, or sometimes you just paint over all that and you don't even worry about it, so it's a nice back and forth.
What are some of your favorite things to create?
Well, I love making complicated furniture that takes tons of planning and a lot of pulling your hair out preciseness. And then I also love to turn giant chunks of wood on my lathe. So it's like get 400 pounds on into it with some giant bolts and an engine hoist somehow. And then it's a few days, a week of just kind of like it's extremely thoughtful because take your mind off it for a minute and it won't be good. But also it's just kind of relaxing. It's a big shape that doesn't take all the preciseness. And then when I get tired of that, I'll go back to the furniture and it's something precise and picky. And then somebody orders something, so all that goes to the side and you fill the order.
Your studio is kind of behind the Murray Art Guild. It was in a rather large space that wasn't being utilized. How did you come to have that space?
I just finished a residency at Aramont School of Arts and Crafts in Tennessee. And the Art Guild, I have a long-standing relationship with Debbie, who was my summer high school, summer art camp painting teacher. So I've had a relationship with her, and Stacy Reason was there at the time, and they were trying to kind of get something going on with this building that they had. And so I came in and did some remodeling on it, and I've been in it for about 7 years now. And it's really just been the lifeline to my work. I do kids classes there through the Art Guild, and I love teaching kids. And it's just been this great home base to make my work. And then I travel back and forth to craft schools working and teaching. So, yeah, I couldn't be luckier to have the Art Guild.
And what was your experience like as an art student here at Murray State?
Oh, I'm not allowed to talk about that on air. it was great. Murray is like a hidden jewel of, well, hopefully it's not too hidden, but its art department for an undergrad program, is the facilities are like beyond master programs that I see. And the faculty, it's changed a lot and seems great now. But when I was going, it was just phenomenal people to hang out with and to learn from. So it was just, you know, a lot of late nights and early mornings of just work, work, work. Paul's a great teacher and kind of like just gave us the ability to just like really work like we were an artist. Well, we are just young ones, but he just like pushed us to be there as long as possible and just do as much as you can safely, of course. So, yeah, it was a great, you know, time. College was fun. I'd go back if I could.
Most of us would. You've got some exciting things going on this summer. What's coming up for you this year?
Well, a lot of kids' classes. One at the Art Guild in June. I have one at Sprocket. Also kids. That's a Paducah makerspace. And when is it? It's in July. And then I have kids' class at Pinland School of Arts and Crafts in North Carolina. A little bit of a drive for everybody. And then for the adults, I've got a wood turning class at the Paducah School of Art and Design. That's in, when is that? I got notes here. That's in July. And then I've got an adult class at the Appalachian Center for Craft in August.
And is WyattSievers.com the best place people can go online and find out about you and your work?
Yeah, that's the best place, or just get a hold of me at the Murray Art Guild.
All right. Wyatt Sievers, he'll be on Kentucky Tonight. That episode debuts Saturday evening at 7 o'clock on KET. Thanks so much for coming by and talking to me today.
Thanks for having me.